Vegan Online Academy podcasts, here to support your vegan journey, providing food for body and mind. Find out more at veganonlineacademy.com. Hi, my name is Carrie Harrison, and I have a Master's in Education degree and a Bachelor's of Science in Psychology degree. And I set up Vegan Online Academy to support others to make the journey that I have and to make that journey to veganism for good. Today, I'm talking to Mildred Vanderboom, a marketing professional who has successfully transitioned to a vegetarian diet and is now working with me at Vegan Online Academy to take the next step into a vegan lifestyle. Here, we talk through Mildred's journey so far before beginning our first coaching session. We are talking in a vegan bakery, so be prepared for some coffee making noises in the background. Welcome, Mildred. It's absolutely lovely to talk to you today on this Vegan Online Academy podcast. We are sitting in a coffee shop enjoying a cup of tea and coffee together, and we're just having a chat about all things vegan. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Mildred Vandenboom. The Vandenboom comes from my husband, who is from Holland, I'm originally from El Salvador. What else can I tell you? I have one son and three stepchildren. My journey into being vegetarian, it's been, I guess, influenced already from my dad was a vegetarian for a very long time, and he started in his 20s. So we were exposed to that, but none of us really took it up. And it wasn't until 2 years ago that I came back to the U.S. and had, from being abroad, and I had reactions. I was getting all these allergies and illnesses, and I happened to be watching different documentaries. I had already watched Food Inc., so I knew a little bit about, you know, the food industry and what was happening with that. But then 2 years ago, I also watched Forks Over Knives, and that's kind of like what pushed me towards being vegetarian and giving it all up, because I was already not eating much meat except at dinner. I was doing cereals and then like hummus or things like that for lunch, or just dipping into things and vegetables and fruits. And you know, my family being from El Salvador, you know, where we didn't have much resources for meat and things, we would do a lot of grains and a lot of beans and a lot of vegetables and fruit anyway. And so so the transition then wasn't super hard for me. And so now I'm thinking with vegan to, you know, giving up the cheese and the milk and things as well, which it might be just a little bit harder. Not the milk, because I can't digest it well anyway. So I stopped drinking milk when I was five or six, and I just do almond milk now. But the cheese I really like, and so I have to see, you know, substitutes or see how I deal with that. So that's some background on me.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I'm really interested to hear that your dad was a vegetarian and that you've got this background of pulses and beans from El Salvador, which I think of as quite a meaty country. So that's completely wrong, a misconception on my part. So yeah, that's fantastic. And so you're so close. We're you're just starting, hopefully a fantastic, exciting journey together, where you're now thinking about going from vegetarian to vegan. And that's amazing that you've already cut out the milk, because that doesn't agree with you. So basically, it's only the other dairy products and the eggs to
the
go.
The eggs, the cheese, and yogurt. Yeah.
And so was it watching these documentaries that prompted you to take the next step, or what is it that's been the mental process for you in terms of going from vegetarian to vegan?
Yeah, so watching the documentaries and just wanting to live healthier. And you know, as you start to get older, you start to feel more aches and pains and illnesses and things like that. And I really did notice a change from when I stopped eating meat, that, you know, feeling lighter, feeling more energetic, and I actually heal faster, which was the other issue too, that I would suffer, you know, a bruise or a cut or what have you, and it would take a couple of weeks for me to get over that. And now I notice that the rate of healing is just expedited.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe in it, and I think that, you know, that the documentaries have mm-hmm. definitely helped.
That's fantastic. And I think that these documentaries and the social media is just opening up veganism to so many new people that might not have heard of it before. And I so agree with what you're saying. We are about the same age. And when you get to this point in life, you do want to be the healthiest that you can be. You kind of can see what's coming. And I don't know about you, but I know that I have elderly relatives that really aren't doing so well. And I don't want to end up in their situation. So
yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. There's also family histories of all kinds of illnesses, chronic and you know, fatal. So definitely don't want to go down that route if I can help it. So
absolutely.
So you know, the other thing that also has motivated me even more, I also took a retreat. I took like a spiritual retreat, and the spiritual master, I don't know what you call him, he said, don't call me a guru. Okay, so he's not a guru, but the spiritual master, you know, one of his 9 steps towards enlightenment is being vegan.
Yes, so that's amazing. I do, with you there, I think there's a really strong connection. It's something that I noticed in terms of when I went vegan, it really lifts your awareness about what's happening in the world, opens your eyes to all the suffering that's going on, and makes you connect in a more spiritual way to everything else that's happening. So
yeah.
I think ahimsa, this idea of, you know, being kind and compassionate and causing no harm is wonderful place yeah. to think about veganism coming from. So what makes you most nervous about trying a vegan diet? What are you worried about?
That I see a lot of products that I'm not familiar with, and just, you know, the supermarket shopping, like for example, I do a lot of shopping at Trader Joe's, and at Trader Joe's they have hemp. Or him, I don't know how you say it, and they have it in different forms, and I know that there's I got a block of it to see if I would cook something with it, and it's still in the refrigerator because I don't know what to do with it. It looks really bland, and you know, and the same thing with tofu. You know, like I want to do more with it, but I don't know how.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know all the different forms and options. And you know, when you're in a hurry and you're trying to cook and just get things done, well, you just default to mm-hmm. what you know and what's easiest. So there's still that barrier there.
Yeah.
Of just trying to get over. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going through that process as well. And I have to admit, tofu and me have never got along. So I still cannot cook tofu properly. I only eat it when I'm out. And my husband still eats, still hates it. He won't touch it even when we're in a restaurant. So, but I know exactly what you mean. There are so many unfamiliar ingredients and so many different things to try and experiment
yeah.
with that you can get a bit lost with it.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, and you don't want to be wasting a lot of money mm-hmm. as well, because, you know, I don't know if it's the process or where I'm looking, but it's not, you know, so cheap. And so
yeah.
it's like, well, I want to try this one mm-hmm. piece of hot dog. Well, 6 of them come with it. So.
Exactly.
You know, I don't like the other 6.
That's it. And, that, you know, I think we've all gone through that process of trying things, not liking it, and then having a big old bag of it left over, or what have you, a block of it in the refrigerator. So, yes. So hopefully we can avoid some of these things. So anything else you're nervous about, or is that the main concern is just the unfamiliar ingredients and learning how to cook quickly again?
The thing too is that a lot of those also tend to have a lot of chemicals,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like it's the hunting process of figuring
yeah.
out, well, which ones do I really want to make an investment in, because, you know, then they become my staple,
mm-hmm.
you know, then they become a staple that I use. Like I was using a meatless meat from Trader Joe's,
yeah.
and then and it was great, and it I could do a lot of things with it, and then I was, you know, from these documentaries or I don't know where,
mm-hmm.
I started to look at the ingredients, and then I looked at all these other things that I wasn't familiar
mm-hmm.
with. And then, so it's like, well, I'm trying to eat healthy, yet I'm still putting a bunch of chemicals in my body, which I don't want.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so I cut this one out, and then. So.
Then what do you do? I know exactly. You can end up down in a bit of a rabbit hole with that whole process of you want it to be a whole foods, plant-based diet. So then you cut and cut and cut, but what's left? So yeah, my advice is always to think, well, if you're replacing meat with that fake meat, then it's already 100 times healthier because you don't have all of the chemicals and the hormones and the saturated fat and the cholesterol in the meat. So to start with, not to worry so much about that, but then as you can go along, it's all about incorporating more and more of the whole foods into your diet. So I went through exactly the same process of looking at the list of ingredients and thinking, is this really healthy? But then as you get better at experimenting with beans and rice, probably you're quite good at this already, yeah. Then you can crack it. So those are the kind of downsides, the things you're nervous about. What are you most excited about?
I'm most excited about, in the process, you do get to try things out and you get to see the differences in your body, mm-hmm. and start to then push those towards your family and friends.
Yes, exactly. You're going to be a leading beacon of light of veganism, I can just tell it. I know that when I started out, I was most excited because I had become vegetarian for the animals and I thought I was doing the right thing for the animals. And then I always thought that being vegan was unhealthy because I had been pushed that message by my teachers, by my
parents,
doctors,
you know,
by exactly.
My parents are very much against, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so you've got that whole navigating your family relationships to sort out as well, exactly. But and then when I realized that I could be vegan and healthy, I knew that I could do the very best thing for the animals. And then you find out what's actually amazing for the environment. It's amazing for your health. So you've got all of these benefits together. So on that subject, could you just tell us what is it? You've watched some documentaries. So what did you find out about the health, environmental or ethical impact of your
Yeah, it's all bad. It's all bad.
It's all bad. That's a good way to sum it up. It's all bad.
Yeah. So just eating meat and meat. It just does so much bad to your body, to your brain, to your, you know, to the environment. You know, just starting with Food Inc. When I looked at that documentary, it was really appalling. And now that I watched the other one that you recommended, which
is that what the health?
What the health? Because that one I hadn't watched. It's even more convincing as well. And yeah, so then, you know, there's this whole industry, there are just systems and industries that are just very systemic and very difficult to fight against. I mean, you yourself can do it because nobody controls you. You can shop however you want to shop. But then to try to convince others and to get away from that misinformation in those systems, it's incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
But, you know, necessary. I mean, in the end, those who really you know, don't adopt these sort of systems are probably going to be the last one standing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
as the years go by.
Absolutely, that's what I think. That to people that do doubt what we're doing, or I know that I've got lots of friends with young children who are vegan, and they get a lot of criticism for raising their children as vegan. I think that it'll take a while, but you'll be able to prove in the long term that, you know, that you were correct. And which is a bit sad that it's got to be like that way, but it's it's the case. And when we're speaking about what the health, I mean, one of the things that really stood out for me and what I learned from that film was the fact that processed meat is a type 1 carcinogen, which I hadn't recognized before and didn't realize it was classified in the same bracket as things like asbestos.
Yes. And that was like also very eye-opening because, I mean, I would eat it and I would and I would feed it to my family as well. And I was like, no, not eating that anymore.
Absolutely. So I used to think that I was being very, you know, healthy, giving my son a lean ham sandwich for his lunch at school. And I know that when I now see children eating all of their hot dogs and their ham sandwiches and all of these things that are often served, well, are served in America all the time, daily, in the school cafeterias and things. It just, and knowing that that causes cancer, for sure, that it is, you know, when you think about the systems in place that you're talking about, it is a big systemic problem that we have got, and trying to convince people that, you know, that eating these things is not the way forward. So I think the more vegans we have in the world, the more people we're spreading the message, then it's all going to be for the good.
We just need to, you know, keep pushing it along. And I think it is coming along, like with films just like that. And Netflix, actually, there's three of those also. There's another one called The Big C or something like that, because it's about cancer. And it's the same, I mean, it's same a dog, message. It's a doctor that ends up having cancer. And so he becomes the doctor and the patient, and so he's wrote a book, and you know, he basically traces it back to diet as well.
Okay,
so there's a lot more out there that I'm becoming more aware to it, that's available, and then you start to really open up the curtain of things that are going on with the food industries.
Absolutely,
and then you know that film talked about how in the U.S. It was the old tobacco companies that bought the food companies.
Exactly. There you go. So this is why it's no surprise that they're using exactly the same tactics as they did when defending the tobacco industry. Oh, that sounds fantastic. It was The Big C. Yeah. I haven't watched that. I must check it out. That's great. Well, it sounds like you've done your research, which I think is where a lot of people fall down when they first want to go vegan, is that they maybe watch one documentary and then that's it. They don't do any other digging around, and they watch What the Health. I've seen so many people that have watched What the Health and then that's it. And they say they're going to be vegan and then it doesn't work out for them. So it sounds like you're on the right track by education.
Well, I think that it takes more than just, you know, the film, because then I watched some YouTube videos about how, you know, food, like what can you do in terms of your food to make, because you know, the big worry for me was calcium and protein.
Yep.
Like, how do I get those things in? And I didn't want to do supplements constantly. And so I watched some of that to get a better understanding of what other options could I substitute and add. And I also went to my doctor, and she's vegan.
No way!
Yeah.
That is amazing.
So she's vegan, and I said, please, you know, in my annual checkup, I had a whole blood work done, because I wanted to know, am I deficient in anything now that I've done this? And no, I wasn't.
Yay!
So, you know, it's like, so that was the extra step that I also wanted to have, in terms of peace of mind, that, you know, am I doing, you know, versus all the information from doctors and the things that you see in the film. I'm not going to go research everybody, you know, the doctors, and are they really doctors, are they not, who's being funded, because all of that information you know, shapes the film that you get.
Absolutely.
But you know, so I decided I was going to try it out and then see how it's going to work on me as really evidence-based. So it's not just based on information, but evidence-based on how it worked in me. And then, you know, seeing the blood work and how I feel as a result.
Yeah, that sounds like such a sensible way of doing it. I know it's the approach I took. I definitely went and had my blood work checked. And it was quite interesting because the doctor couldn't quite get her head around about why I would want to get my blood work checked when there was nothing wrong with me, but I did want to. But I think especially here in Texas, which has got such an unhealthy population, that you know for yourself, if you have reached the age that we are, and we're still slim and trim, that we must be doing something right when you look around at the general population here. So I think it's about keeping that way and staying healthy.
And it's not, you know, in addition to, you know, being lean and trim, it's just the amount of energy. Because you can be slim and trim and, you know, smoking or just not eating right and things like this.
Absolutely.
You know, but and that's where I tell my son, because he's very focused on his appearance. I was like, yeah, the appearance is one thing, but also, you know, your energy levels. And how do you cope with, you know, illnesses? Can you bounce back quickly? Because that's really telling of health for me, anyway, that it's not just that you're slim.
Yeah, you know, but you're quite right there. Absolutely. That's one of the exciting things about the as you get into the vegan diet, about how your blood will change and be much more able to fight off cancer and disease. And you've already spoken about how you find your body's healing quicker because you're not dealing with all that inflammation from the eating of the meat already. So it's all just going to be exciting times ahead. So I'm really excited to be on this journey with you, and hopefully Vegan Online Academy is going to be there to support you. So thank you for taking this time to do this podcast. Is there any last words of encouragement you'd like to say to anybody listening?
That I just would say to give it a try, and give it a try, you know, for a couple of weeks, but you really have to be methodical about it. You know, you have to be aware of what you're eating and when you're eating it and how you're eating it. And you know, listening to your body. If you're not used to listening to your body or knowing what you eat because you're in a rush or you're just not thinking about it, then, you know, this is coming from my marketing research background, then it's not going to be a true test. You know, you're not going to really be understanding what it is that the effects that you have had, because you know, you want to compare apples to apples, and you know, a scientific way of doing things is, you know, taking an understanding and a scan of who you are and how things are going now, and then making a change, and then being able to compare that and be aware of it. So that would be, you know, an advice and an encouragement that I would have listeners do, just so that they don't give up at the first sign of like, oh, nothing's happening. Well, you know, things change, everybody's different, and just make sure you give it a good go at it before giving up.
Sounds like great advice to me. Give it a proper try before giving up. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much, Mildred. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
As you can tell, Mildred is a very intelligent person who is putting in the research required to make the mental switches necessary to make the change to a vegan diet for good and for the long term, not just as a health fad. Like many new vegans, Mildred is concerned about what to eat that will be healthy and what to eat that will not waste money trying out lots of different things on the way. Vegan Online Academy will help Mildred with the practical steps of recipe ideas and meal plans, and it will also continue the process of education that Mildred has begun. If you would like to be coached by me, online or in person, check out veganonlineacademy.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.